Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. And this is Inland Folk for October the 18th and 19th, depending on when you are listening. For those of you listening on KZUU Radio, the broadcast service of the ASWSU, you realize that we are at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning. Do people get up that early to listen to folk music? Maybe it's because they've stayed up all night long. Who knows? Well, anyway, that's where we're at, and that's where we are. For Northwest Public Radio listeners, 11 to 2, all the way across the board on Saturdays. For those listening in the Spokane Public Radio area, of course, starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then they give you a little bit of a break from me for 3 or 4 hours, and then they run the rest of it between 8 and 10, all on Sunday evening. Alrighty? So on Sunday, 3 to 4, and then 8 to 10, you get the rest of the show. They call it Inland Folk, the extra hour. Is what they call it. How dramatic is that? How dramatic is that? A good little song. Kind of a refreshing little song. Gordon Lightfoot from his album Cold on the Shoulder that came out in about, oh, I don't know, 75 maybe? And it's a good little song. She was all decked out like a rainbow trout, she was.
In the name of love she came, this foolish windsong girl. She was all decked out like a swimming upstream in the world. And she said, please, please, I've lost my way. The current is too strong. In the name of love, kind sir, I pray. In the name of love. So I took her by me by the will. She was all dolled up like a blue-eyed bug, looking for something to spill. And she said, please, please, I've lost my way. The current is too strong. In the name of love, kind sir, I pray. In the name of love. In the name of love she came, this foolish windsong girl. She was all decked out like a rainbow trout, swimming upstream in the world. And she said, please, please, I've lost my way. The current is too strong. Then she gave one flip of the rainbow tip of her tail. Swam back down. She said, please, please, I've lost my way. The current is too strong. In the name of love, kind sir, I pray. In the name of love. And she said, please, please, I've lost my way. The current is too strong. In the name of I've lost my way, the current is too strong. seems so tender. Sounds that could caress 10,000 years. Must we pin them up to our experience? So easy to erode in passing time. Maybe we should harpoon something darker. Maybe we should sell the things we say. When your serious eyes can stop to listen, maybe we could take taxes after all. So buy the golden coins that I provided and hand them back to someone when you're gone. Maybe we should say our doubts have vanished, and maybe we should never stoop to pray. But if I catch your eyes when they're smiling, maybe we could take the time to play.
disappeared. They came down with a bag of skins in the fall of the year of 19. When Daddy died by the road down in Cherokee Bend, Daddy didn't like what the white man said about the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal or the way that he lied. There was blood on the floor of the government store when the men took his daddy away. And the boy stayed by till he come to his end, and he run like the wind from Cherokee Bend. And she prayed to a spirit kin. It was warm in the lodge in the Kentucky hills on the day when the boy came in. Then a blizzard came down and it covered up the door till they thought that it never would end. And he told her the tale of the terrible affair in the government store down in Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said about the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, nor the deal or the way that he lied. For 3 long days and 3 long nights, they wept and they mourned, and then she returned to her work and her weaving, and they tried to forget about Cherokee Bend.
It's a good ballad. That's a great song, a well-written song, based on the book When I believe it's called When Legends Die or When the Legends Die, by Hal Borland. Made a movie of it in the late 70s with Richard Widmark. Not a very good movie, because the book is all about finding oneself And this particular song is basically episodic and takes you through sort of the beginning of the book. But Hal Borland, you should read the book, When the Legends Die, I believe. When the legends die, the dreams end, and when the dreams end, there's no more something or other, is the quote. And, no, something or other is not in the quote. I just couldn't remember the tail end of the quote. Hal Borland's book, When the Legends Die. And that's kind of what that was based on. According to Gordon Lightfoot, when I saw him way back in 1974 at the Memorial Gymnasium at the University of Idaho. That was when Kathy Lee Smith was actually hanging out with him. Maybe it was 75. Kathy Lee Smith, of course, who was later on implicated in the death of John Belushi. And yeah, that was all interesting. She was acquitted, however, and it's all good. But she actually sings on Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown album. Billy Doat before that, from a Waterbug sampler and from his album. And there's some good stuff. We're going to play some more from that. But I want to play one more from this Cold on a Shoulder album. Cold on the Shoulder. You know that we get a little older every day, Gordon Lightfoot. This is a really good song. I've always wanted to sing this. And I love the way Gordon Lightfoot, you know, as he got into some problems and drank too much and did all the things that he did, which he's sort of recovered from, but now he's much older and doesn't have much of a voice left. He had that round, bell-like way of singing. And it was a wonderful thing to listen to, and very few people did that back in the 60s and 70s. Just a sort of, almost like a French horn-type voice, only not quite as loud. Gordon Lightfoot, here we go.
I think this time you've said enough to make me want to leave this place. Still I keep coming back for more of the same, to fan the dying flame. Here inside these walls that seem to move a little closer every day, there must be a way out of game we play out to the end. Let us just pretend a while, think about the good things now and then. We found a curious moonbeam doing dances on the floor. We were only playing like two children who had stayed away from school. Two of us could not be wrong. Heaven knows who keeps the golden rule. I think this time we've learned enough to know that nothing is the same. And still the pounding of my heart hasn't changed, and living so strange. Here among my thoughts of you I find a gentle longing to be free. There must be a way out of this crazy game we play out to the end. Take away the in-between, think about the good things now and then. We
was an armadillo, and oh so in need of romance. And it chanced that one Saturday evening, Arnold went out to a dance. The moment he walked in the room, he saw her, as if he had known she'd be there at the side of the stage. All he wanted, all in black, all alone. She was there, she was his, dressed to kill. Oh, if only his glasses were cleaner. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. He struggled to make conversation. He leapfrogged from topic to topic. If only she'd say something back. If only he wasn't myopic. Bright silver buttons in rows, from head down to toes in black leather. Could this beauty love him? Here goes, poor Arnold thought. It's now or never. He could picture her head on his pillow. He'd loved her the moment he'd seen her. But he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. You can't help but feel for the lad, though. How happy poor Arnold would be if they could make love in the shadow, and no one but no one would see. Alas, what he hoped might have been a sweet secret was soured completely. Sex with a concertina is rarely accomplished discreetly. The dancers stopped stripping the willow. It was all such a loud misdemeanor, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. Picture love as a kind of concerto. Poor Arnold, his first was unfinished, for what let everyone who was there know, a very loud C-sharp diminished. Somebody said, look, it's Arnold, and he ran from their scorn and their laughter into the darkness outside, and never returned ever after. Tales of lost love and dreams unfulfillow. Cruel Cupid, you've never been meaner, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina.
For Georgie's cell, he's a fluid old Renaila and a darling old Dunkel. See the white rose in his bonnet, see his banner over the tape. His get soft, he knew has drawn it and has flung his sheath away. Every faithful Murray follows, first of heroes, best of men. Every true and trusty steward blithely leaves his native glen. Half the lands and lads of honour, Westland rogues and rebels are. When we come within the border, we make gather the Campbell's claw.
Dringus, he's a friend and brother, Gaskin's throwing on his slag, noble purpose between the field and all the drummers at his back. Let us ride with gallant money, let us fight for Charlie's crown. From the right we'll never sunder till we bring the tyrants down. Tosh, the gallant soldier with the grains and gardens gay, they obtained a field of honour, spite of all their chiefs could say. Bend the musket, point to rapier, shift the brog for Lowland shoe, school the dirk and face the danger, Mackintosh is all to do. While we ride with gallant Murray, while we ride for Georgie's cell, he's a fluid old Glen Isla and a dam and old Dunkeld. See the white rose in his bonnet, see his banner o'er the tay, his gates of the new has drawn it and has flung his sheet away.
Tannehill Weavers from the album St. Kilda. Oh, Leaving St. Kilda. This is one of their later Green Linnet releases. Tannehill Weavers haven't put out a Tannehill Weavers album in a long, long, long time. Phil Smiley, who was sort of the high tenor, played the keyboards and the whistle work. He's got a solo album. That's about the last thing they've done, but they've been around for a long, long time. The Tannehill Weavers. Named after Robert Tannehill, the poet, who was a contemporary of Robert Burns, and he was a weaver. And he never did achieve what Burns had achieved in terms of fame. And I believe he killed himself. I think that's, or he drowned or something. I should look that up, Robert Tannehill. Now there's sort of a renaissance, a revival of a lot of what Tannehill was all about. And there are some record labels that are putting out scads of Robert Tannehill's stuff. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, before that, Les Barker, the story of the Arnold the Armadillo who fell in love with a concertina. That's the kind of stuff that Les Barker is capable of, if you want to use the term capable, from the album A Rover Therapy. And he is so funny. He's very wry and dry, and he's a Mancunian from Manchester there in England. And a funny, funny guy, Les Barker. It's great to see him live. He was actually in this neck of the woods about, I don't know, 12 years back. Les Barker. Just hilarious stuff. Alrighty, we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. And Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we are going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right back with lots, lots, lots more music. You need to hang on, because it's all good. Oh, yes, indeed, it is all good. Louis Killen coming up after the break, so hang on, hang on, hang on.
Skies will become partly to mostly sunny today, with high temperatures about 64 in Moscow, 67 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s, and sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Next week will become mostly cloudy with an off and on chance of showers and cooler.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Heating and Electric and Cowgirl Chocolates of Moscow. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them by calling 800-842-8991 during business hours.
As I lay on me bed, I dreamt about a pretty maid. I was so distressed, I could get no rest. Love did torment me so. So away to my true love I did go. And when I got to my love's door, so loudly I did call her name. 'Tis for your sake I've come here so late, through the bitter frost and snow. So open your window, my love, do. My mum and dad, they are awake. They are sure to hear us speak. There'll be no excuse then but sore abuse, and many's the bitter word and blow. So be gone from my window, my love, do. Your mum and dad, they are asleep. They are sure not to hear us speak, for they're sleeping sound in their bed of down, and they draw their breath so long. So open your window, my love, do. My love arose and she opened the door, and like some angel she stood on the floor. Her eyes shone so bright like the stars at night, no diamonds could shine so. And in with my true love I did go.
trees grow and fill my body, but I see you. Do you mind on yonder hill, my body, radio? Do you mind on yonder hill, my body, radio? Well, I'll no tell you deed, my bonny lassie-o. No, I'll no tell you deed, my bonny lassie-o. No, I'll no tell you deed, nor will I harm your pretty heed. I will marry you at speed, my
The Shearin's Know For You. That's such a great song about sheep. That same tune, there's an art song. The same tune that the band out of Wenatchee does, the band All Strings Considered. Farewell to Kelvin Grove. Bonnie Lassie-o. And adieu to all I love. Yeah, same tune. From the album Leaving St. Kilda, we also heard the St. Kilda set. And Louis Killen, the late Louis Killen. Indeed, we're going to play Gina Forsyth now. I think we're going to be able to wind up. Have kind of an interesting album coming up that I think you'll be very interested in. But first, Gina Forsyth. I think all these things are going to go well together. I'm starting to like this show a lot. Yes, indeed.
Golden apple trees. tell tales all about the brave ones who set sail before the big jet planes and the cable TV, before the days of the gated communities. Oh, the promised land on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye, and cast a wishful eye. They found a land of milk and honey and fields of someone else's money. Well, the grandkids finally got the milk and the honey. Now their kids just say, show me the money. When I was a kid, my American dream was to be the little angel at the top of the tree, where the bells would ring and the choir would sing and the congregation would all join in. Oh, the promised land on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye. In the first part of a century, my grandparents sailed the raging sea and cast their eyes for the West Country and dreamed of the golden apple trees. But things got bad in 33, and my grandpa sailed back for the old country. Yeah, he left my mama and the family in a backyard full of apple trees. And my grandma died when I was 3, and her sweet face I never did see. In a 2-story house in a northern city, yeah, she sailed away for the next journey.
Gina Forsyth, this is a demo that that song appears on her second album in a different format. Pretty good song, The Promised Land. You know, in the early 1960s, right around 62, 63, somewhere in that general, that was when Johnny Cash was in one of his most creative periods and putting together an album of songs from people like Peter LaFarge that was dedicated to basically the Cherokee, basically, well, the Native American, I guess, nowadays, you could put it that way. And it was called Bitter Tears, based on the Trail of Bitter Tears. And it was, it had some problems, the way he put it together, in that you know, it was kind of gimmicky. But it had some great songs on it, awesome, awesome songs. And a bunch of folks have gotten together and sort of reproduced this album with their own versions of these various songs, Gillian Welch and Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle and Bill Miller, the wonderful, wonderful Native American singer who went through his own trials and tribulations, Kris Kristofferson, all kinds of folks on this album, Norman and Nancy Blake, who do separate things, by the way, on this album. It's got some great stuff and great versions. of some of these classics that were on this album. We're going to play a couple of those. And we're going to start out with Nancy Blake. And this is, you know, you don't hear Nancy Blake very often on her own. But this is really, really pretty good. Nancy Blake.
Winters were 16, silent tongue, spirit clean. He walked at his father's side across the smoking battleground where red and white men lay all around. So many here had died. The wind had scattered around snow white leaves upon the ground, not leaves like leaves from trees. Sequoia said, "What can this be? What's this strange thing here I see? From where come leaves like these?" Sequoia turned to his father's eyes and he said, "Father, you are wise. From where come such snow-white leaves? With such strange marks upon these squares, not even the wise owl could put them there. So strange, these snow-white leaves." Father, shielding his concern, resenting the knowledge Sequoia yearned, crumbled the snow-white leaves. He said, "When I explain, then it's done. These are talking leaves, my son, the white man's talking leaves. White man takes a berry of black and red and an eagle's feather from the eaglet's bed, and he makes bird track marks. And the marks on the leaves, they say, carry messages to his brother far away. His brother knows what's in his heart. They see these marks and they understand the truth in the heart of the far-off man. The enemies can't hear them," said Sequoia's father. "Son, they weave bad medicine on these talking leaves. Leave such things to them." Then Sequoia, walking lightly, followed his father quietly. But so amazed was he. The white man talks on leaves, why not the Cherokee? Banished from his father's face, Sequoia went from place to place. But he could not forget, year after year, he worked on and on, till finally he cut into stone the Cherokee alphabet. eyes began to lose their sight. But he taught all who would believe that the Indians' thoughts could be written down just as the white man's there on the ground. And he left us these talking.
Nancy Blake in a recitation there, Talking Leaves. That's from the Bitter Tears Revisited album, which is a look at the old Johnny Cash album, The Bitter Tears. Inland Folk's production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, Unjung Shin. Doing playlists. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on. Hang on now.
Genocide. Before we had a word for it, it wasn't even recognized as a crime.
Why is the killing of an individual a greater crime than the killing of millions?
I'm Arun Roth. A new documentary tells the story of Raphael Lemkin, who coined the word genocide and crusaded against it, and those who carry on the crusade today. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock, just before A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's 12 o'clock, time for hour two of Inland Folk.